Sitka needs good harbors. Everyone on the assembly agrees. And the safety and functionality of Crescent Harbor, built in 1965 by the state, is deteriorating to the point where in-house repairs are not enough. While the topside looks fine, the underside is a ticking maintenance time bomb. Ron Pratt, the harbor maintenance supervisor, told the assembly that after 5 decades underwater, metal fixtures are corroding and wooden beams decaying.
It's only the uplift of the styrofoam is holding that dock together. So if you could see underneath the dock, you would know why we need to replace it. It's had a great life, but that life is over.
The state has promised Sitka $5 million to replace floats 1 through 4 of Crescent Harbor, but that's not enough. Which is why the Sitka Assembly approved applying for $8 million from the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank to take the project across the finish line. But not everyone on the Assembly liked that plan. Richard Ween and Aaron Bean balked at the notion of Sitka taking on further debt. Citing a 2017 financial report, Ween pointed out that Sitka already owed the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank $139 million. That's on par with communities of a similar size. Juneau and the city and borough of Ketchikan have bonded debt of approximately $133 million each. But Ween didn't want to see Sitka's debt load go any higher.
And I think that should hold you pause, because within the next several ordinances, we're talking about going out into the revenue market, bond market, and borrowing more.
Ween then suggested the city borrow money from its own permanent fund and thus avoid lending fees from the state. Chief Finance and Administrative Officer Jay Sweeney countered that that course of action, Sitka borrowing from itself, was not legal.
It's not a legal investment by the Sitka General Code at the present time. And unless the Assembly were to change the Sitka General Code and make it a legal investment, I can't consider it.
Ween said if he can find a co-sponsor, he wants to put forward an ordinance that would change Sitka General Code to enable self-investment. But for now, the Assembly chose to borrow money from the state, citing the rapidly deteriorating condition of Crescent Harbor and the fact that the $5 million already promised must be expended by the end of next year. They approved seeking $8 million in state bonds to complete phase one of that project and $4 million for renovations to Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport. These are bond applications only, so it's unknown how much money Sitka will borrow in the end. Bean and Ween voted against both measures. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss was absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.